midnight hour have found me lonely.
In the early 1950s, an upstart company called Atlantic Records signed a smooth but unknown blues singer named Ray Charles. It then helped him develop his unforgettable gospel style.
Well, I got a woman way over town that's good to me.
Music journalist Ashley Kahn reports now on the role that independent labels continue to play in shaping the recording industry.
Decade after decade, independent record companies have been the talent scouts of the music industry. In the early 90s, the group Nirvana launched their career and the grunge revolution on Seattle's Sub Pop label. In the 80s, first-generation rap stars like LL Cool J tied their fortunes to New York's Tiny Def Jam label.
My name is Cool J, I devastate the show, but I couldn't survive without my radio.
And back in the mid-1950s, Elvis Presley started on the small Sun label in Memphis, forging his own groundbreaking style.
In the old days, we had independent labels like Atlantic, who nurtured art, had them for several years, and developed them into big stars.
Ahmet Erdogan is president of Atlantic Records, a label that he helped start in 1947. Back then, it was a small upstart company, but he was willing to take a chance on a blind pianist who showed some promise.
When I first heard Ray Charles, he was a flop artist on a small label in California. He hadn't sold any records. And I bought his contract for $2,500.
Baby, let me hold your hand until I make you understand.
Charles's first recordings for Atlantic fit in well with the popular rhythm and blues of the day. A little too well, in fact. He had not discovered his own sound yet, but with the support of his label, he began to develop. Here's a rare recording of Erdogan and Charles in the studio. You'll hear Erdogan singing the words to a song he wrote and what Charles eventually did with it.
Oh, is that, can you sing in that key?
Hold your baby as tight as you can. Spread yourself out like a fan and mess around.
They're doing the mess around. They're doing the mess around.
By 1959, Charles had topped the charts with What I Say, and the major label ABC Paramount came calling with a deal he could not refuse. There's a scene in the movie Ray that captures the exact moment when his association with Atlantic came to an end. In it, the actor Curtis Anderson, who plays Ahmet Erdogan, speaks with Ray, played by Jamie Foxx.
You were the ones that taught me that making a record is business, and find the best business deal that you can. Now, 75 cents of every dollar and owning my own masters is a pretty damn good deal. Can you match it?
Ray, we would love to match it, but we just can't. But I'm very proud of you.
Well, I did say that to him, actually. It wasn't exactly the way it was in the film, but nevertheless, whatever happened, it was important to me that he went on and did well, and we remained friends, and we had further good times together.
Not all artists left their independent roots behind on good terms.
I see the moon rising.
John Fogerty, the songwriter and creative force behind Creedence Clearwater Revival, spent decades in litigation with a small label that gave the band its start in the mid-60s.
Fantasy Records, as of 1964, was this jazz label in San Francisco. The folks at Fantasy had no more clue about top 40 radio, pop radio, or rock and roll music than perhaps the Pope.
But Fogerty does give Fantasy credit for allowing him and his band to experiment and mature into a best-selling rock group.
My brother Tom and I would get to come over and record on this very makeshift equipment that was set up in the back room. And just by that experience, you know, there's a learning going on.
There's no doubt that many independent labels profited as much as the musicians they discovered, if not more. At the age of 82, Ahmet Ertegun still runs Atlantic. Looking back, he admits that Ray Charles was not the only one who benefited from their relationship.
You know, the company grew because of many artists, and of course, Ray was one of the most important ones. We're now one of the major labels, so in a sense, we get a lot of artists who start off on a small label.
Today, the spirit of the independence survives. Atlantic recently signed the Seattle indie rock band Death Cab for Cutie and has initiated its own in-house incubation program to develop young music acts. But with today's digital technology, it's much easier for musicians to be their own record company and simply grow by themselves. Then it's their choice when to sell out to a major label.
Ashley Kahn is the author of the book Kind of Blue, The Making of the Miles Davis Masterpiece. This is Morning Edition from NPR News. I'm Steve Inskeep.
And I'm Renee Montaigne. Where are souls?